Now moving to your questions, you've been submitting all sorts of questions to us on our website, mynspr.org, and we're working on answering many of them. But last Friday, we noticed a specific question kept coming up. Many of you were wondering about the animals that remain scattered throughout the region, particularly cats. Janet, Angela, and another listener all wrote in to ask how displaced cats are being united with their owners. We teamed up with Capital Public Radio to answer this listener question. Cap Radio's Sammy Caola reports.
Last winter, we teamed up with North State Public Radio to take listener questions about the aftermath of the fire. This month, we got three in a row about the same thing, cats. There are 70 or so feline campfire survivors at the Fieldhaven Recovery Center in Marysville. The nonprofit's volunteers are still trapping cats from the burn zone and bringing them indoors. Some are barn cats or neighborhood cats, but they suspect many had owners. Manager Audra Murphy says they're reluctant to give the cats to new homes because their families might still be out there.
Transferring them out to me feels like we failed to find their people, and that's why we're here, is we want these cats reunited with their people.
The volunteers who reached out to us say Butte County staff has been too quick to give these cats to new families. Animal Control Officer Ryan Soulsby says they held animals for 60 days, that's double the state required 30 days, before moving them to local shelters to be adopted out.
I would much rather have every animal go to its home. At the same time, I have to focus on the health of the animals.
Pets who stay in shelters too long can become sick or anxious. Audra is seeing those symptoms in a lot of the campfire cats. Here she is inspecting a tabby named Amber.
Cats react to stress by getting sick, basically. They get runny eyes, sneezes.
Many cats and dogs are far from their homes. Some shelters are helping these animals find new forever families. Others are posting lost pet photos to social media and hoping for a reunion. Sammy Caola, Cap Radio News.
This story was part of our effort to report on what you need and want to know about campfire recovery. You can submit a question to the station at mynspr.org. There you can also find photos and more information about unclaimed pets.